This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about tattoos. Real face tattoos. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight, and apparently it's becoming more of a thing. Now, that's not to say it's a big thing. It's still sort of in the realm, and apparently, according to the New York Times here, it's in the realm of certain stars in the pop music world, or not so pop music, maybe the upcoming music world. They call them SoundCloud rappers. Some of them who are people that are
Which has to be an insult.
Well, I mean, everybody gets their start somewhere.
By the way,
a lot of musicians
Free Talk Live is distributed on SoundCloud.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great platform.
And all those other rappers on SoundCloud, there's a bunch of sucker DJs. That's what they are.
I'm not starting a rap war, Mark. If you want to start a war with the rappers, it didn't end real well for Tupac.
Bring it!
All right, so the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We can continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to he just dropped off the line. Rectify was on our Discord line. Instead, let's go to Pedro, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Go ahead, Pedro.
Hey, how's it going? I love your show, by the way.
Thanks.
So I was just going to mention real quick, I found the scripture that says that a person shouldn't tattoo, which is Leviticus 19:28.
I wasn't too far. I got Leviticus 19. I was there.
All right. What's it say?
I would have to look it up again. But basically, it says that you should not tattoo. It just says it pretty plainly like that.
It says you shouldn't mark yourself for the dead. So I suppose could.
It depends on the translation also. Some translations translate as tattoo, but what I was thinking more importantly would be. That if we just live and let live and practice love and compassion, the world would be a better place, you know, instead of worrying about all stuff like that. Instead of being very judgmental like other people are.
Right, and wouldn't certain religions, sects of Christianity have an interest in mistranslating that? If indeed a more accurate translation is don't mark your body for the dead, then that's very, very different than don't get a tattoo. But there are certain ultra-conservative religious groups that would very much like a, you know, prohibition on tattoos, so they interpret it in the way that most suits their particular vision.
Yeah,
and Leviticus is very clearly the law.
Is that right?
And the law is about words. You can't, so people that say you can't have tattoos because it says you can't mark yourself for the dead, well, you can mark yourself for any other reason. Although I have seen lots of people that have tattoos for dead people, you know.
What about a flaming skull? Would that count as marking yourself for the dead?
Not unless you knew who the skull was.
Pedro, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
That's it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pedro.
For the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line room, so don't hesitate to jump in and join us over there. There really wasn't much else that I had to say about the topic. That we pretty much had finished the New York Times story. Mark, was there anything else you wanted to add in on face tattoos?
No,
do you think they're going to take off? Do you think they're going to?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're taking off. I don't know that they're going to. I don't know that they're going to stick, but yeah, everything that was a bad idea when I was a kid
is now cool.
Is now cool. So you know, there's
like what
nose tattoo. There's no nose piercings. There's tattoos.
Nobody had their nose pierced in the 80s, huh?
Oh yeah,
they did.
Yep.
You're just saying back then it was a bad idea and wasn't popular.
It was a very bad idea. I'm not saying it wasn't popular. It was a bad idea.
Okay, so that hasn't changed then as well.
Okay, so the Gen X kids were doing these things. They were tattooing themselves, and they had nose piercings and lots of ear piercings, and they were beginning
90s grunge, right?
They were beginning to do some, 90s is different, but yeah, you know, there's
well, when they were Gen
some
X,
of the other piercings after that. And then it progressed more and more, and it hasn't really slowed down. Mm-hmm. A lot of those people kept that stuff, or tattoos, they just don't go away.
Do you think that it could swing, if this is a pendulum swing, do you think think that the pendulum could possibly swing to being more conservative? Like, you know, are bikinis going to go away? Are short shorts going to start getting longer?
No.
Because you can't get any shorter, right? Like, I don't know if you've seen the girls with the shorts where they're so short that the pockets are hanging down, like the actual, like they cut their shorts off. They're probably manufactured this way, but it has a look as though they cut their jeans or something way high, and the insides of their pockets hang down. You know what I'm talking about,
right?
Oh,
yeah, and I know what you're talking about. No,
like they couldn't get any shorter.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Sex sells, and skin is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's not going anywhere.
You don't think it'll swing back? The pendulum won't swing back? We won't go back to long bathing suits.
Not until global warming comes to a point where it's burning the flesh off our bones.
But there is no global warming, right? It's a global climate change, they say.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about, and you ought not comment on it.
No, I don't pretend to know what I'm talking about,
Thank goodness.
I have heard people change the terminology from global warming to global climate change, because if it's getting colder, then people will say, well, see? It's not global warming if it's getting colder. And that's when they say, it's climate change.
It's not getting colder. It's getting warmer.
What about record-setting winters?
What record?
We've had them around here.
You're talking about more snow?
More snow, and it's been cold. This past winter, it was freezing, below freezing cold for so long that the pipes in this house that have never had a problem with freezing before had a problem this time around.
Yeah. That's why they call it global climate change, because although the overall average temperature most places around the world is going up, there's still going to be some crazy weather patterns, and somebody will always say, see, my pipes froze.
Yeah, it was crazy. Let's go to Rectify. He is, I think, back on the line with us here on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, calling from Southern California. Hello, Rectify.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. First off, it's now called the Grand Solar Minimum. That's our new phrase of
Grand Solar Minimum?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We're going to go through a new ice age, supposedly. It's a 400.
Oh, that again?
Years. Yeah. It may save us, by the way, there could very well be some celestial stuff that happens that does cool things.
What I wanted to call on was about the body being the temple of God, and what I've come to realize is why it's called that in the book. Is, you know, if you're, you know, smoking a joint and you're all tattooed, you got thug tatted on your neck, and you're going up to some atheist, you're dressed like Darth Vader, and you're going to try to, you know, quote the words of Christ and try to convert this atheist as a shepherd, chances are he's not going to take you too seriously.
Wait, you're saying if you're tattooed, the atheist won't take you seriously?
Yeah, I mean, you're not pretty. You're not representing the light in a good faction if you're going to be preaching the word. So that's why I think our body's called the temple, because the only way to, you know, shepherd the word from one to another is through our bodies.
So you believe this? You believe the idea that this temple referral, that this reference that Mark made earlier, that seemed pretty clear to have to do with sexuality and prohibitions on sex. You're saying that has to do with any kind of modification to the body. So, are you against tattooing?
Extra holes in your face.
So,
all of that.
So you're against tattooing. You're against piercings.
I've been pierced and I have a tat. But Mr. Rogers, you all remember him growing up.
Hey, I'm kind of a fan of Fred Rogers. Sure.
Right. He was a Marine. He was part of the Marine Corps. And not many people know, but underneath his long sleeves, he had tats from elbow to wrist. On
really?
Arms.
No.
Yeah, he was sleeved up.
No.
But he
Mark,
still
you're denying this?
I'm denying this.
No, it's a, okay.
You better check this one, Mark, because, I mean, I thought I heard he was in the Marines. Is that not true?
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
That's
Ian.
True. That's true. Rectify, that have you seen true. Photos? Have you actually seen evidence of this, or is this hearsay?
This is a while ago. I have seen photos, but I cannot provide them right now.
All right.
Fred Rogers tattoos and other false rumors about this
Snopes?
Beloved icon.
Wakey or Snopes?
allthatisinteresting.com.
Okay, so you got called out on that one. But anyway, go ahead with your point. But are you for real, though? I mean, you really, are you against tattooing and that sort of thing as a religious man?
Well, it's like having a good cop. I mean, we used to have our cops in blue, and now we have them in black, like Darth Vader, right? Like, do you respect them or do you fear them now when they come with authority at you? And it's like holding the good book.
Well, I don't think if they, you know, the cop has a gun, I don't think it really matters whether he's in a blue or a black uniform. Rectify, thank you. Yeah, but you can't get away with it, with legally using it like they can.
Pound your sword into a plowshare, Rectify.
Coming up.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
can bring up anything you want here. We've gone from sort of a general conversation about tattooing in society here in the United States as face tattoos become apparently some level of a thing, at least among rappers. It's now becoming more popular. And even Justin Bieber apparently has gotten a face tattoo. And that led into a conversation about the Bible and people's opinions, which have varied thus far from somebody who believes that tattoos are prohibited to others who think that it's, you know, legit underneath whatever biblical prescriptions and rules and regulations there might be. So you're welcome to comment on anything that you want.
It's if the Bible prohibits tattooing yourself for the dead, is there a problem with getting a cross tattoo?
That would be a tattoo for the dead, wouldn't it? Because the cross represents Jesus' death.
But he resurrected 3 days later. Does that give you an out?
Hmm.
Why would, if you were tortured to death, would you want your torture implement to be your symbol?
That's pretty weird, yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us, 855-450-3733. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom's a New York Times best-selling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom has been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's racked up about 1,200 episodes so far. Guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, including topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Jennifer is on the line in Michigan, listening to WZTK-FM in Alpena. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I had a comment, actually, about Leviticus and the laws of the Bible. Okay. From my understanding, once Jesus arrived here to be our Savior, those laws are no longer in effect. Just like...
you mean the New the Old Testament, you're saying, is no longer in effect?
Correct. Like, you had to make sacrifices to God, blood sacrifices. Jesus came as that sacrifice, as an example. That's why we no longer are required, you know, to, like, do... blood sacrifices now.
So what's up with that? I mean, is that where, you know, is the idea that God was, like, super bloodthirsty in the past, and then he was somehow satiated by the killing of his own son? He was like, all right, I've seen enough.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't believe that. I feel like Jesus knew he was coming to earth to fulfill this prophecy, and even though it states pretty plainly in the Bible that he didn't want to do that, and when it came down and he was in the garden, and it was, like, the day before... he was scared. He said, please, Father, is there any other way?
You mean any other way besides being crucified?
Correct.
I'd like to know. If I were in his position, I'd probably want to know the same thing. But no, what I was asking is, if this God was so bloodthirsty that he was demanding sacrifices of animals and that kind of thing, and I mean, at one point, wasn't it?
The priests were just eating it. You know that, right? Like, the priests were saying, sacrifice animals to God.
I feel that it was bloodthirsty. I think that was just... an innocence. You're shedding the blood of something innocent to cover for your sin.
But that's kind of weird, right? Like, that's...
it's not weird if you realize the priests ate the flesh of the sacrificed animal. These were this was just an offering to the priests. I mean, they ate it.
What you're saying is they wrote this into the Bible to make it so they got free food?
Well, I don't know what they wrote into the Bible or what they didn't, but that was the result.
But...
I see.
But
I
don't think those laws apply. Like, people take it a little too literally because some of it says, you know, you're not allowed to eat certain foods that obviously we eat nowadays that were considered unclean.
What were those? Was that shellfish? I feel like I've heard shellfish was in there. Was that one of them?
Possibly. I'm thinking more like birds, maybe, or...
Do you recall, Mark, what some of the prohibited foods were from the Old Testament?
Yeah, shellfish were included, but I can't think of any birds that weren't.
What about pigs?
Definitely not. No pigs.
You're not allowed to have pigs.
Right, because it had a cloven hoof and didn't chew its cud.
They were considered unclean, yeah.
Okay, but so Christians, though, don't follow that because everything in the New Testament sort of overrode the Old Testament?
Right, there's a situation in Acts.
Yeah, I can't speak for every Christian, but from my understanding of the way I was taught.
Why is the Christian God so fickle? If, you know, shellfish and cloven hoof, you know, pigs
God
were
bad.
God
doesn't care anything about this stuff, dude. This is just a bunch of people talking, okay? Look, God never had a problem with pigs in the first place. This was some obsessive
priest. I know
priest.
What it is, you guys. It was anything with cloven hooves, that's
right.
Why.
Right, that's what Mark said.
Cloven hooves that didn't chew its cud.
Okay, I missed that, sorry.
No, Mark, I get what you're saying.
I don't think that really applies. I don't think God is as concerned with the things that we're as concerned with, like homosexuality.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that is
right, because God created that.
In the large scale.
Right, because God created that.
I feel like we asked him, what's your most important commandment? What do we really need to know? And it was to love each other as you do yourself.
That's a good one.
And love the Lord your God.
I like love. Thanks for the call, Jennifer. I appreciate hearing from
you're
you
welcome.
Tonight. No, I get with what you're saying, Mark, that this is all written by men.
So why attribute it to God?
Many of whom, well, it was just for the purpose of asking about the contradiction, the seeming contradiction. Like, oh, so there was all these rules originally purportedly from God, but then all the rules changed later on, also purportedly from God, and it just, like, on its face, it doesn't make any sense.
You're taking two holy books with the Bible. They're taking two holy books that span over the course of many hundreds of years, shoving them together and saying these two things are related.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, I mean, these are interpretations of God by writers that span close to 2,000 years.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's going to be all kinds of different problems. In one case, the
interpretations, you know, plus translations as well. So you've got not only the original writers, but then the people who translated those original writers. So you've got interpretations on top of interpretations.
Right, I think that brings up something that I read recently. Bugs Bunny always ate carrots, right?
I don't know.
Yes, you never saw a Bugs Bunny cartoon?
I saw him, but maybe he ate something else at some point.
He ate carrots. Yes, Bugs Bunny always ate carrots. Do you know why Bugs Bunny ate carrots?
Because he's a rabbit?
You think rabbits eat carrots, right? Rabbits are carrots are relatively nutritionally unfulfilling for rabbits.
Yeah, so they
but
don't
we
eat
have generations of people who believe
because of Bugs
because
Bunny.
Bugs Bunny was eating a carrot because Clark Gable was eating a carrot, and this would be pretty clear to 1940s audiences because context matters.
Yeah.
1940s audiences would have really understood why Bugs Bunny was eating carrots, but Bugs Bunny calls Elmer Fudd, a Nimrod, to compare him to the biblical Bible great hunter Nimrod, and generations of people afterwards now think that Nimrod is synonymous with an idiot. Okay? So context really matters, and we don't have a lot of it about what goes on in, you know, different times and, you know, different places.
We got a toll-free number for you. If you want to join us here, our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I like the idea that, you know, God continues to speak and that, you know, it didn't all end with Jesus or Muhammad.
They call that continuing revelation.
Yeah, so more coming up here in moments. You can bring up anything that you want, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or join us on the Discord, on-air call-in line rooms over at our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. We got more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Meghan McCain was tearful at her father's memorial service in Washington.
I am here before you today saying the words I have never wanted to say, giving the speech I have never wanted to give, feeling the loss I have never wanted to feel. My father is gone.
former President Barack Obama also had kind words.
President Bush and I are among the fortunate few who competed against John at the highest levels of politics. He made us better presidents, just as he made the Senate better, just as he made this country better. So for someone like John to ask you, while he's still alive, to stand and speak of him when he's gone is a precious and singular honor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Or call us on Discord. The Discord chat room's over at discord.lrn.fm. There's also chat going on in Discord. It's been fairly heated today. They talk about various different things throughout the day, 24 hours a day. There's generally somebody around on the Discord. In fact, at one point, we had almost 1,000 users that had registered there in the last 8 months. But I did do a purge, so I got rid of about 400 users that hadn't logged in the last 30 days. So every now and then, I'll purge down the user roles just to make sure that...
Keep that in mind, people. Yeah. You better log in on the regular.
Yeah, once a month. I don't think that's too...
Wipe you out.
I don't think that's too much to ask. So anyway, go to discord.lrn.fm, and if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available to you at libertystickers.com. Plus, they can do custom stickers there as well. So maybe you got a business or an event and you want to do a bunch of bumper stickers for that. They can help you. Libertystickers.com. As we continue with your calls and your thoughts, we go first to Dave in Newport, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Dave.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Listen, I went to... parochial school.
Okay.
All the way through, and as I got older, the more masses I was forced to go to, and the more religion classes I had to sit through, the more I saw this whole thing as a gigantic crock.
Mm.
And you know, there's something like 26, I read something, the Bible that everybody talks about today, what we think of the Bible, is the King James version of the Bible.
Often,
and
yeah.
There's been something like 26 books deleted from the Bible over the various centuries. And King James had to change the Bible because he didn't like it. And it didn't suit his lifestyle. And he didn't want his subjects to read about this or hear about that. It's all of men. And, you know, I never got the whole thing. I remember asking when I met maybe 11 or 12 and asking my religion teacher, who was a nun, asking her, well, yeah, if Jesus died for our sins, what is that? So we don't have to do anything. We can do what we want.
Well, now, aren't you supposed to ask for forgiveness by their system?
Well, but I mean, Jesus gave his life for that. All we have to do is believe in him.
Is that it?
It depends. See, well, it depends on who you talk to.
Uh-huh. That's exactly true, yeah.
And, honestly, I consider myself an agnostic because atheism is another kind of religion, I think. It becomes another kind of religion.
You know, there's people screaming, not stamp collecting is not stamp collecting, not stamp collecting. Look at their radios right now.
If you believe wholeheartedly that something doesn't exist, why are you so threatened by it?
It's a belief system. So choosing not to believe is making a positive. So saying there is a God is a positive statement that one must prove. Saying that there is no God is also a positive statement that one must prove. Saying that
I don't know one way or the other. I don't know if they're yay or nay, and I really don't care. And honestly, if someone, I've retired law enforcement. I have seen. What really you never get over, and what you get used to adults hurting each other, and you see that, and you can't. But what you never get used to is when you. I'm a big animal lover, but when you see a child hurt or an animal abused or something horrific like that,
how do you feel?
Truly innocent creature.
Yeah.
And God is sitting here, we're supposed to believe there's this invisible man in the sky, he's omniscient, he sees everything, he knows everything. Why didn't he strike that guy down when he was raping a six-year-old girl?
Oh, dear.
And it's, I mean, the things I've seen, is part of the reason I guess I have the non-belief system I have. But this is
how do you feel as a former law enforcer about all the cops shooting dogs out there? Have you seen any of those videos?
Yeah, it makes me very angry. It makes me sick. I've spoken out about it quite a few times. We had an incident.
Did you work with anybody? When you were in the career, did you work with anybody who you thought this guy could be a dog killer? This guy is a sicko.
I worked with a guy who shot two dogs. I wasn't there that night. I didn't see it. He shot two pit bulls, and I asked him what happened. And he said that they were charging after him. And I asked two other officers, and they said that the dogs were just in the yard. They weren't charging after anybody. He shot them because they were pit bulls. And that happens a lot.
It does.
I never did that.
Why do you think it happens?
I'm glad I never had to do that. The only way,
hold on, before you go on, can you speculate as to why somebody would do it?
Well, there's a, I knew a, we had an incident that I worked, where a cable guy is installing cable at somebody's house, was up on a ladder. He was coming down, and they let the dog out. And he was afraid of dogs. Mm. And he buried his hammer in the dog's skull. And, look, if something, there are vicious dogs. There's dog fighting rings, and it's horrible to see that. And I've been involved in that. You go in and there's blood everywhere. I had a dog who I rescued from one of these things. It was a bait dog, and they'd stake him to a piece of rebar in basically the middle of a ring. In the ground, and the dog is, they steal them from people's yards.
Yeah,
the dog isn't aggressive. The dog's just a pet. And the pit bull does not want to fight. They have to make them fight. They shove them. They don't feed them. They beat them. Yeah. And they put them on this dog. Eventually, some of them start fighting. If they don't, they usually kill them.
Or the pit dogs themselves.
There's so much, people are so afraid of that breed, and, being in that job makes you very hard, and there is a very fine line, and I'm sure you guys know this, between the good guys and the bad guys.
Hmm.
And you really begin to take on that unfortunately, a lot of
straddling
savage mentality.
Dave, I want to say thank you for your call tonight. Thank you for sharing your perspective. Call in any old time you want with cop stories.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, real fast. Real fast.
I don't understand. Well, you were told to pray all the time. And I've seen people go to the hospital. Their kid gets... Yeah, it has cancer. There's two families sitting there. Both of them have cancer, or both of them got shot, or something. More than likely, what I've seen, and they're both praying just as hard as the other one. And one kid survives, the other one doesn't. Then they justify that by saying, "Well, that was God's will." Well, if everything is God's will,
why
do we have to pray?
Yeah, I know where you're coming from here. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. Just dial in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Or join us on our Discord, on our call-in line rooms. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
To join the Discord, you can go to discord.lrn.fm. It's one of our newer features that we've been promoting here. We're doing some changes, making some changes kind of like to the technology here behind the scenes, replacing Skype with Discord permanently. Earlier this year, we introduced Twitch, so we've got Twitch video streaming going on now, and so if you want to see us in HD quality, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm and follow us there. We got almost, I think, 450 followers now, over 30 subscribers on Twitch. Those are people who are subscribing. I think like 29 out of 30 of them are people who are subscribing with what they call Twitch Prime. So if you've got Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch subscription every month that you, if you like what we do, can allocate to the LRN channel, the one that we're on here on Free Talk Live. And there's instructions there. So if you go to twitch.lrn.fm and just scroll down past the video, you'll find simple instructions on how to give us that subscription. And we sure do appreciate it. In other news, this last week or so, I think maybe about 2 weeks ago now, we started doing a new social media thing, and this one is not just some other corporation. This is Mastodon. It is a decentralized, basically, competitor to Twitter. It does essentially what Twitter does with the hashtags and the at symbols and, you know, all that stuff.
But it's not owned by Twitter.
It's not owned by anybody. It's not owned by, well, it's owned by 1,000 different people or whatever, how many different Mastodon servers there are, because it's decentralized. So anybody who wants to can put up their own server. Somebody put up a Free Talk, or not Free Talk Live, somebody put up a libertarian server, and it's called Liberdon, and so we joined it. And so now you can follow our social media posts. So I just put the face tattoo story up, and you can go and follow that there. It's also appearing on our Twitter and Facebook for as long as we have those things. But I put it on our Mastodon.
Until they kick us off.
Right, over at Toot, T-O-O-T, because instead of tweets, they're calling them toots. Toot.freetalklive.com will get you right there. And if you don't yet have an account on the Mastodon server, or the Liberdon one in this case, you can easily create that and begin your own social media posts there. So check that out, toot.freetalklive.com. I'm liking it. I think it's a really good platform. I've been also using it for my own personal social media since I have now absolutely quit Facebook with having deactivated my account a week ago. So check it out, toot.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We go to Drew in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Drew. Drew in Virginia.
Hello?
Are you there? Hello, Drew. Yep, we have you now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we have you. Go ahead.
Okay, so what was your name again, sir?
I'm Ian Freeman.
Okay, Mr. Ian, are we still on the subject of the tattoos on the face, sir?
We are talking about whatever you want. So if that's what you'd like to comment on, go right ahead.
So I find it an interesting thing in that if you look at the book I don't have it in front of me, but if you look at the text in the document, just looking at it as a document, I know that several times it says clearly, and God spoke to the children of Israel or the people of Israel saying you are to do, you know, these dozen different things, you know, the dietary laws and the not, you know, having tattoos, all the customs, right? And at the end it says, you know, this is a custom between me, this is a covenant between me and my people, Israel, forever and ever. So I think, in my belief, it's a document that applies to a specific people. So, like, what I'm saying is, like, it doesn't matter if it's not about non-Jews not having facial tattoos. It's just it's an instruction for Jewish people not to have tattoos.
Why would God, make a distinction like that? Aren't all people God's people if God created everything?
That's true, too. I'm not saying that I'm not being argumentative with you.
Just pointing out what your observations are, and I'm just asking a question.
It's a tribal. I don't understand. Like, I'm not going to give information. You know what I mean? I don't understand.
Sure, no. No, it's hard to understand. It doesn't make sense. So, like our last caller was pointing out, there's so many contradictions in the Bible. It's hard to really make heads or tails
of
it.
Or misunderstandings. I just find, for me personally, we have all these media sources. We all have these external pieces of information coming into us, and I feel like I'm guilty of it too. That we tend not to look within. We're more worried about somebody else having a facial tattoo. And I'm not saying you or me, but sometimes people are so excited about what other people are doing. But
The Bible has something to say about that that's fairly prescient, right? Get the plank out of your own eye before you go around pointing out the planks in other people's eyes.
I think the Christian Bible says that. And, you know, it sounds like a good piece of information.
Yeah, there's a little bit of, there's definitely some good information in there, but it's also mixed in with a bunch of confusing stuff. Drew, great call. Thanks for making it tonight.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Rick is in Virginia listening to WNIS. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, good.
Appreciate the format. It's
really cool. Hey, do me a favor. Tell me, are you on like a headset or something? Because you're kind of garbled.
Into the mic.
Yeah, are you talking right into the microphone?
Trying to. I'm on a cell phone.
A little better. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Hey, with the last caller, actually, and the previous caller, this must be all lucky night for cops. I've been a cop for 30 years as well. That's an information that I found interesting.
I can't make out a word that you're saying here. I'm sorry, Rick. Hang on. I'm going to put you on hold here. We're going to see if we can get you on a better line. Maybe you can call back from a landline or something like that. Or better yet, install the Discord app on your smartphone. This is like an instant upgrade. It's a free app. You know, we don't own Discord. We don't own any stock in Discord or anything like that. It's just we're using it as a chat room server. And it has a voice option, and so we've created voice rooms on Discord. If you've got a phone and the phone line sucks, it still probably sounds good if you use Discord, because Discord is like a digital transmission, whereas when you're on your phone, even though some phone networks have been upgraded to some extent to handle better quality calls, they always have to kind of step down the quality in order to be compatible with all the old phones
They still travel through phone lines.
Right, so you still have legacy phone line connections out there that need to be backward compatible. And so I would like to encourage everybody. Right now we got three Discord call-in lines available. Two out of three actually are available right now. There's one person waiting in one of those lines, and we're going to get to him shortly. So I want to apologize. I can't put somebody on the air as much as I want to, because my main goal here is to have people be heard. You know, I have an open phone show, and it hurts me to have to tell somebody, sorry, you sound so bad, we can't actually put you on the air. So if you just get the Discord app, go to discordapp.com. It's also in the Play Store and the App Store or whatever. You just download that. Just create the account. It takes just a moment. Email, password. and then go to, in your browser, go to discord.lrn.fm, and that'll pop you right into our Discord server, and then just drop into any one of those on-air call-in line rooms. They're right there at the top of our list of chat rooms, and there's other rooms in which you can do text chat. You can do like a kind of a party line voice call room if you want to. There are different topics like cryptocurrency, gaming, Free Talk Live, so check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. I do hope that we'll hear from him. Let's continue here and go to Dana in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Hello, Dana.
Hi, guys. Happy Labor Day. I was going to let this go because I'm really busy this weekend, but it would have weighed too heavy on me. So the last female caller you had, I believe her name was Jennifer, she was talking back and forth about Old versus New Testament, and towards the very end of her call, she said, you know, the two most important things God said, which was to love God, that's number one, and number two is to love others. And I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
But she took it out of context. The context was, he only gave us 10 commandments, and then the biblical teachings, which Christians believe were divinely inspired. And so there's only 10. So he said those are the two most important, but there's 10 commandments. So it sounded like she kind of negated those in favor of those first two most important. We need to obey all of God's laws. The other thing she said, and people keep doing this, and they need to stop doing it because they're leading people astray. She said, I don't think God is so concerned with homosexuality. Well, let me tell you something. Saul became Paul when he was blinded on the road. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, spoke to him directly and converted him. Paul is my favorite because he's a no-nonsense, no-BS kind of guy. He talks to everybody, and he talks in plain speak. Homosexuals are not going to inherit the kingdom. Neither are fornicators. Those are straight people who are having sex outside marriage. There's a whole lot of...
Wait a minute. Are you saying that God didn't make homosexuals?
No, God doesn't create.
Wait a minute. I know you say you're busy lady and everything, so if you can't hold on, I get it. But I really want to talk to you more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.